County Commissioner Bob Cole's wife recently discovered an unwanted visitor at their home in Milton.
We keep the dog and cat food in trash cans inside a garage. That particular day, my wife had the garage door open. She later that day found the trash can to be turned over and the dog food to be gone. You know, and we'd seen a bear several weeks prior to that in the woods next to that garage.
An East Milton resident surveillance video showed a bear foraging under the house, and another bear was found shot to death in Navarre.
I don't know what the answer is, but it's time for the state agencies that are responsible to start looking at this a little more.
According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, nearly 700 bear-related calls have been made from Santa Rosa as of last week, among more than 5,100 statewide in 2017.
Well, actually, it's not the number of bears, but it's the concentration of people where the bears go.
Dave Telesco leads the FWC's bear management program.
So they come off of Eglin Air Force Base, where we have development, is also where they have good bear habitat. So they're spending a lot of time in neighborhoods where there's a lot of people who call, and it just takes one bear to make a lot of phone calls.
The bears are most active in the fall, seeking food to get them through Florida's version of hibernation.
Even though Florida doesn't have severe winters, or not typically, they do, and their metabolism drops, and they can lay down and sleep and not have to eat or drink for weeks or even months at a time. And this is when it's even more important to keep the food out of the way so that they don't become comfortable spending time with you.
Of the nearly 4,100 black bears that call Florida home, roughly 120 are in the Western Panhandle. In 2015, Santa Rosa led Florida counties in bear calls, accounting for 12% of the statewide total.
We have growing bear populations. We have growing people populations. And the idea is that we can coexist, but unfortunately, a lot of the way we do that is changing people's behavior. And that's sometimes difficult. The good news is Santa Rosa County has passed an ordinance for southern Santa Rosa County, and that is where we have the most conflicts with bears.
That ordinance mandates that all trash be kept secure until the morning of pickup. That includes keeping it in a garage, storage shed, or buying a trash can designed to ward off bears. But Commissioner Bob Cole contends the ordinance is being ignored by the bears.
I've talked to constituents that said, look, I drove up to my house. It wasn't even dark yet. Two bears in a trash can that had the securing devices on it. They'd already tore them off, tore into the can, sat there honking his horn at them and flashing lights, revving his engine. And he said they paid him no attention whatsoever.
Last year, FWC awarded Santa Rosa County a $150,000 grant to offset residents' bear-proofing costs. The money was returned. Cole says it would not have covered everyone needing such help. The commission plans to send a letter to FWC and to Governor Rick Scott.
What is their long-term plan for the increase in this population? I don't feel like we're encroaching. It's not like we're going and taking hundreds of acres and turning it into communities. We got Blackwater Forest. We got Eglin Air Force Base. There's a lot of free range that these bears could be on, but they've chosen to move into the neighborhoods.
Fish and Wildlife is due out in 2019 with its upgraded bear management plan. For the most part, Santa Rosa Commissioner Bob Cole says he'll leave what goes into it to the agency.
Just a good plan, other than what we've been told at this point, is rattle pans and make a lot of noise. It's not working as well as I think they'd hoped it would.
That plan could include another bear hunting season. One was held in 2015 covering most parts of Florida downstate, but not in the Panhandle. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.